creating growth and momentum in your life in a way that is consistent and sustainable is way easier than you think when you follow one simple strategy. What's good? It's Rob Cressy, and welcome to Built for the Game, where we talk about the systems for creating a better life. And what I'm about to share is both foundational to creating more of what you want in your life, as well as a game changer for improving your self-talk and the way that you treat yourself on your life's journey. And what this is really about is do versus don't do, and how you treat yourself in the way that you see the things that you do that contribute to your growth versus the things that you don't do that you would like to that are attached to helping you grow. And for me, when I'm coaching clients, this is a massive unlock because so many of us come with good intentions where we say, I want to do a variety of things from publishing content to creating a morning routine to meditating to journaling to having an evening routine to spending more time doing something with our kids, you name it. But somehow life seems to find a way to add more on your get-to-do list and you don't get to all of it. And when you don't get to all of it, it makes you feel bad. It makes you feel overwhelmed. And all of a sudden, you feel like you're going backwards, not forwards. So how in the world can we throw that in the trash and create a simple and easy to execute strategy that always has us living in the gain? And the simple framework or strategy for me, which I'm calling the momentum strategy, is plus one versus zero. And here's how this works. When you sit there and you think about the things that you want to add to your life that you would love to do more of or that'll contribute to your growth, the first step is writing it down and defining what those things are. So many people in the first place never actually define the areas of their life where they want to grow. But now that you've got that written down, maybe it's 3 to 5 to 7 to 10 things you would love to do in any given day. The next thing is you do one of them at a time. And when you do, you get a plus one. But when you don't get to one of them, you get a zero, not a negative one. Because for a lot of high performers, they carry a lot of guilt and judgment on themselves because we're supposed to be doing more all the time because we know we have that capacity. And for a lot of these things, we legitimately want to do them. We would enjoy them. We see how it would add peace or happiness or positivity to our life or our business. But when we don't do them, we give ourselves a negative one. And the principle here is oh so simple. On your growth journey, the only world we live in is plus one. If you do something, you get a plus one. If you don't do something, you get a zero. And for me, the way that I like to talk about this is designing a menu for yourself all around growth and momentum. So let's take the 10 things that we've defined that we would love to do. Maybe this isn't your perfect day where you're like, I would love to meditate and journal and work out and play basketball and do some painting or you name it, do yoga, whatever it is that you want. And when you do that thing, boom, plus one. And at the end of the day, if you only got to 2 out of 10, amazing, because those are 2 plus 1s that you added to your life. Because a lot of the people will look at that and say, I only got 2 of the 10 things done from my get-to-do list. And they're living as a -8. That is not the world we want to live in because it is not sustainable and you will burn out and feel overwhelmed. But instead, if you come from a concept of, I have a menu, anything I do is a plus one, anything I don't do is a zero, because why in the world would I ever design a process for myself where I could go backwards? That doesn't make sense. And I know this so acutely because these are the things that I've had to create in my own life to get myself out of having a scarcity mindset and living in a negative one and being a creative. Once again, so many of us love to create and are powerful creators. And when we don't get around to something that we legitimately want to do, maybe it's for one day, one week, one month, or maybe it's an entire year that you don't do it. We carry around this judgment and this guilt for ourselves that is not serving us. But once again, the ways that we can be the best and that we can sustain momentum easily is just by having the mindset of everything I do is a plus one and what I don't do is a zero. And once you come from this perspective, it creates so much more freedom and peace in yourself. Because when your get-to-do list gets longer and longer and longer, you can smile because you say, listen, whatever I get to is a positive. Whatever I don't is just a zero. I am no worse off. And I can tell you from my experience as well as working with so many different clients on this concept that once they got this and removed that judgment and weight on what I have to do, oh my, holy smokes, it's like going from black and white to color. Because remember, we live in the world of get to do, not have to or need to. Because have to and need to are heavy. They're burdens. And that's the world of negative one. Instead, I encourage you to live in the world of plus one and zero. Adopt this binary thinking. Because when you do, there's so much more growth on the other side for you. And it's so much easier for you to see your sustained momentum and success. Because you're just stacking those ones. Let's go, baby. Plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one. Over and over and over again. So I would love to hear from you. Did this resonate with you? Where in your journey are you right now? Do you carry around a lot of negative one judgment for the things that you don't do? If so, guess what? I was just like you for the longest time and so are so many other people. And I would love to support you on your journey. I encourage you to go to cressycreating.com. That's C-R-E-S-S-Y, creating.com. I invite you to be in conversation together. Let's co-create together. See what we can do to create a path for a better life for you and how I can support you on that journey. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.